For this Friday, May 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County officials say an Evans woman has been sentenced to prison after being convicted of a burglary in Posey County. According to a press release, 37-year-old Jessica Guth has been sentenced to 42 months in prison after pleading guilty to multiple charges, including burglary, theft, criminal trespass, and criminal mischief. As part of her guilty plea, officials say Guth admitted to breaking and entering Whackers, a golf simulation business located in Wadesville back on January 9th. Officials say she further admitted to stealing a computer and golf clubs from the business. She was arrested on January 10th after deputies found the stolen computer from Whackers in her vehicle. Guth will be transported to the Indiana Department of Correction to serve her sentence. Mount Vernon High School is having a movie night next Friday from 6:45 until 9 o'clock. For entry into the movie night, they're asking for a donation of hygiene products benefiting Family Matters of Posey County. The movie night next Friday will be held at the Mount Vernon High School football field. Students at North Elementary School in Poseyville are helping to make a difference for animals in Posey County. Following a week-long school-wide competition, the Student Council is giving a $3,400 check to New Life Rescue and Adoption. Not only an opportunity to give back to Posey County, but the project was also a penny war competition where certain coins and dollars were designated as positive and negative points for each class. For earning the most points, a fourth grade class received an ice cream party. Those students' efforts have made a big impact to keep these animals healthy and well-fed until they find their forever home. The Ivy Tech Community College State Board of Trustees announced its election of Dr. Martin Polio as the college's 10th president. According to a press release, Dr. Polio has served as superintendent of the Jefferson County Public School District since 2017. As Ivy Tech's 10th president, Polio will serve as the chief executive officer of Indiana's largest post-secondary institution, which serves more than 200,000 students at its 19 campuses across the state and online. Dr. Polio will succeed Dr. Sue Elsperman, who announced her retirement in June of 2024 after nearly a decade of leadership at Ivy Tech. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball lost at home against Perry Central 2-1. Wildcats baseball now has a record of 1-11. They will be at Mount Carmel this evening at 5 o'clock. North Posey baseball took care of South Spencer at home 17-2 in 5 innings. Vikings baseball runs a record of 10-4. And North Posey softball beat Monterey at home 5-4. Vikings softball improves to 9-4 on the year. They play at South Spencer tonight at 5:30. From local college sports, Evansville baseball starts a 3-game Missouri Valley Conference series at home tonight against Belmont at 6 o'clock. USI baseball is on the road for a 3-game Ohio Valley Conference series at UT Martin this evening at 5 o'clock. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals failed to win their third straight game as they lost the finale of a 4-game series at the Cincinnati Reds 9-1. The two teams split the 4-game set. The Cardinals slipped to 14-18, and the Reds are 17-15. St. Louis returns home to start a 3-game series with New York Mets tonight at 7:15. Cincinnati stays home and opens a 3-game series against the Washington Nationals this evening at 5:10. The Chicago Cubs defeated the Pirates in Pittsburgh 8-3. The Cubs took 2 of 3 in the series, and they are now 19-13 overall. Chicago plays the first of 3 games at the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at 7:10. That's news and sports for this Friday, May 2nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at Posey County. Radio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@poseycountyradio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.